Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Good Tuesday, everyone. It's Dom time. Welcome in. Doing my own show today, then doing the Michael Savage show nationally. That's late this afternoon, so it'll be after what I think is the key day. Now, this may not be the most dramatic. Who knows? But setting the rules of engagement, that's the thing that's critical. And I don't think anybody's better than Mitch McConnell at doing that. So that means today will be the all-out battle. Joining us is Stephen Grove. Stephen is the special assistant to the president, deputy press secretary, and also has served as President Trump's lawyer. He joins us here in Philadelphia. Hey, Stephen, welcome. Thanks for joining us on Trial Day, Part 1.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Well, let's talk about your background a little bit. You as a lawyer, now in this role as kind of a communications guy around this, why you in that role, Stephen? What are you doing there?
What would you say you do around here is a good question. Well, I came to the White House after being Nikki Haley's chief of staff up in New York at the UN.
Okay.
But I came here during the Mueller investigation and was deputy, serving as a lawyer then, to both Ty Cobb and to Emmett Flood. But when the Mueller case wrapped up and the president was fully vindicated, I was asked to come over and join the press team for the purpose of helping communicate to the public and to everyone else and stakeholders about ongoing oversight and legal matters. And so now they've done this sham impeachment, and I'm assisting the team communicating about it.
Let's talk about the rules now. McConnell is a master of the Senate. I think these rules are very fair, but it's not just the partisanship. Some of these people in the Senate, Stephen, just seem to me there's no clock on this. There ought to be a clock. The American people want the debate, but they want the vote. They want to get this moving.
Sure. I mean, it's in the and all goes to show prove the broader point about the political nature of all of this. The Democrats want to stretch this out. This will give them lots of media engagements. Adam Schiff can go on MSNBC all the time and, you know, stretch this out, try to continue to sling mud at the president while he's doing what he can for the American people and the economy and speaking with world leaders over in Switzerland today and tomorrow. So it's in their interest to have some extended, drawn-out fight on this. But you're quite right. As you know, the president wants a fair proceeding. He wants a proceeding where he has rights, which were denied him in the House. And I think that's what they're going to vote on today in the Senate. Leader McConnell has a rules package that he's introduced, and we'll find out by the end of today exactly how the trial will go moving forward.
What's the key thing you would alert our listeners to be looking for, Stephen, on this first day? What's the key to you that you'll be monitoring?
Well, what I'm going to be monitoring, among many other things, is Chuck Schumer's attempts to even politicize this even more than it has been. He will want to continue to try to falsely paint Leader McConnell as someone who's engaged in a cover-up. I mean, the Democrat talking points are clear now, and if I didn't know any better, they're written up by Nancy Pelosi, and then they come right out of Chuck Schumer's mouth, that this is some type of cover-up, that having a Senate trial on their false accusations against the president is a cover-up. So watch for Chuck Schumer to try to pull every little trick that he's got in his book of tricks to further politicize this process. And, you know, that if he thinks that that's going to work for the American people, then that's on him. But I think your average American will see right through what's going on, and they'll want to, you know, get to the end of this and have a vote and move on with their lives.
Absolutely. Well, Stephen, thank you very much. We'd love to have you on after we see day one and actually see what they do. But thank you, and thanks for explaining your role there. I appreciate that.
I'm happy to be on in the days and weeks ahead as well.
Thank you. Stephen Groves from the White House here on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.